The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Henry.
Pope John Paul is celebrating his 25th anniversary. Pastor William Renick, among other dignitaries, ministers, religious clerics from the United States, will be traveling to Rome to celebrate that with the Pope. But you have made statements, public statements, that you think the Catholic Church has abused Pope John Paul. Can you tell us why?
So first of all, let me thank you for bringing me on your program. I think that Pope John Paul, who indeed is celebrating his 25th anniversary, has been badly used by the Catholic faith. Now, we tell our children to be celibate. We tell our teenagers to be celibate. We tell these children not to have sex until they enter the holy union of matrimony. And what we do is we show them, as an example of celibacy, we show them this man, Pope John Paul. Now, I believe Pope John Paul is a good man, if not a great man. But it is obvious that celibacy has not been good for his physical health. I think we can all see the hand of God in this. I believe that...
All right, to interrupt you, Pastor, you saying the Pope is showing young people that celibacy is ultimately bad for them?
Again, so I think that if God were trying to send us a message, we see the Pope every day, we see him frail. We see him having difficulty with speech, having difficulty with his ability to move. You can't understand what the man is saying, this wonderful man, who I think is condemned to a life without love by the Catholic Church.
Well, that is not...
But Phil, I want to say something else. I think that the people who are Catholic in this country need to take a good long look at the very man who leads their religion and say, look what celibacy has done to him. Why would you want a child to look like that? Why would you want a child to be pitched over in a chair? Why would you want a child?
Pastor.
No, but why would you want that? To me.
Pastor, I just want to ask you.
To me, it's an abomination. Now, we are here at Los Angeles Airport.
Pastor, I got to interrupt you. I don't want you to give a sermon here.
No, I'm not giving a sermon. I'm telling you, you asked my opinion.
I know, but I gotta jump in with a question.
But I just want to say, Phil, we are at L.A. International Airport. We are going to fly to Rome, Italy. And I want to celebrate the 25th anniversary of this great man. But look at him. Man ain't well. Because he don't have sex.
That's not the Catholic Church's fault. Okay.
All I'm saying, I'm a man of God.
No, that Pope John Paul is a man who is infirm. He's a man who's in his 80s. He is a man...
The man, they roll that man out. He looks terrible. All I'm saying, I'm a man of God. Yeah, I'm a wife. I've got a wife.
Well, you are a Protestant cleric here. You're a Protestant minister. He's a Roman Catholic.
I got a wife. There are many men who minister to people, have beautiful conjugal relationship with their wife, and yet I can still be a man of God. I'm a minister of God. And I'm a lover of women. And there are many men like Billy Graham is a man of God. Yeah, he got a woman. Oral Roberts a man of God. He got a woman.
I understand.
And that Ernest Ainsley. He's a man of God. He got a woman. I think it's insulting to say if you're a man of God, you can't have no woman.
Look at
Billy Graham. Billy Graham. And yet we tell our children to be celibate. And the example we give them of how great that Pope John Paul is, he can barely breathe.
Then why do we tell our kids to be celibate when you said there are better examples of men and women engaging in a sexual life?
Bill, I don't know. I've prayed over that.
I mean, look at this. We tell kids to be celibate, and yet there's your wife, and you say Billy Graham and his wife.
I don't know. I have prayed over it. I can't get an answer.
You've prayed, but...
I can't get an answer, which makes me think that maybe that's not God's will at all. In some ways, the work of the devil.
And so celibacy is the work of the devil.
All I'm saying, look at the condition of Pope John Paul. That a life of celibacy would do do that to a man? That's got to be the devil's hand.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick.
Bill, I'm in a public area. Can I, if I can move over to a different area, it'd be a little quiet.
That's fine. I'm going to get the phone number out, Pastor. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick is on to say that Pope John Paul is not good for kids because he's an example of celibacy, and if he's an example of celibacy, then kids shouldn't be celibate. This is really not... Pastor Rennick, you there?
I'm right here.
This is really not an issue of Catholic or Protestant.
Well, Phil, what I'm saying is, I don't know if celibacy is the right way for a child to go. I prayed on it the other night.
Right.
And I said, God, give me a sign. And tell me, is celibacy the way to go? And he didn't give me jack squat. I think it's the work of the devil.
Would you encourage kids to abandon celibacy?
No, what we're planning on doing through our Sunday youth ministry is we got a class on the possible debilitating effects of celibacy. We'll be giving this to the kids and show them the other side. We have to show them what it's done to the Pope so they have all the information. There's going to be a slideshow showing recent pictures of Pope in his chair not in control of his functions. Man ain't got control of his bowels. And then a discussion group, and the kids can talk about this openly. There's a certain amount of acting out that we encourage, because when you first see the Pope, and you're somebody who wants to be intimate with a woman, it can stay with you for the rest of your life. We're inviting the kids to the youth ministries.
All right, hold on. You are having a slideshow for the kids to show them the debilitating effects of celibacy?
Absolutely, because we have to show them that we are not hypocrites. We've told them, don't you go out and have sex before you're married. Now they're in the public, look at him. Man, they had a woman, look at him. He looked like, you know, he's like half the size he was 2 weeks ago.
Are the parents going to be present at this?
I'm sorry?
Are the parents going to be present at this seminar?
Phil, I prayed on that one. I have to tell you, I pray on it every time I talk to our young people in our youth ministry, and I ask God, please tell me whether the children should bring their parents. Because I think a lot of times parents can mishandle the message that I'm giving to the children and will misinterpret it and influence the children negatively. In other words, the parents unwittingly do the work of the devil. So I prayed on it. And a passage from the gospel. God, praise God, the gospel came to my mind. And Jesus said, you run down the seas of the things that are Caesar's, and you give to God the things that are God's. So I say to the parents, when your children come to me, you are giving to God the things that are God's. You stay home, you're giving to Caesar.
And all right, so the parents can't bring the kids. The kids will come by themselves to learn about celibacy from you because God said...
Render unto Caesar the things of Caesar, to God the things of God. I'm God's representative on earth. And when he said render to God the things of God, he meant me and other ministers. And the bottom line, Phil, if the Catholic Church had any decency, they would let that Pope know the touch of a woman before he passed from this earth.
All right. Pastor William Rennick, who will be having a slideshow on the debilitating effects of celibacy because Pope John Paul doesn't look too good. And when is that? This Sunday?
We'll have 2 weeks, Sunday and a week from Sunday.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. He can have all the slideshows he wants to have, but what about the parents not being there? I asked him, why can't the kids bring their parents? And he said, because the Bible says, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's. And he's God's representative on earth. 1-800-449-8686. Is celibacy something that really we shouldn't be showing or teaching to children because it hasn't been too healthy for Pope John Paul? This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Pastor William Renick is with us. Why, Pastor, do you say, and then we'll get to some phone calls, 1-800-449-8686, why do you say celibacy could be the work of the devil, even though Pope John Paul doesn't look all that healthy and he's been celibate? Why do you say that it could be the work of possibly the devil, celibacy, when it could keep kids from ruining their lives?
I don't know. I've prayed on it. But I can tell you, I've looked at Pope John Paul. I'm on my way to Rome, Italy right now to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Pope being in power. He don't look good. And I tell you, that's the announcements for the airplane.
Is that your jet?
No, that is not mine. But he don't look too good. And I think the fact he's not known the touch of a woman may have a lot to do with it.
All right, and what about the fact that Jesus did not have women?
Well, Jesus spent time with all kinds of people, including women of the evening. And that tells me that there would be nothing wrong with a Pope having the company of a woman. Jesus hung out with hookers. Jesus hung out with prostitutes. Jesus hung out with sodomites. Jesus hung out with homosexuals. Jesus hung out with Pharisees. Jesus hung out with all the people. And I think he would have them to the taste.
Are you saying he had a woman?
I don't know, but I prayed on it. But I'll tell you what, right now, Mary Magdalene didn't hang around with him because she liked the way he dressed.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
I just have a couple comments for the Reverend. Are you ready?
I'm listening here. Is this Stephanie?
Yes, Reverend. Hi. I don't understand where you're coming from when you think that celibacy is an evil act. And just hear me out here.
Reverend,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're interrupting. Could you just wait a minute?
Yeah, Reverend, please.
Reverend?
Yes, I'll listen to you, but I'm just saying, have you heard what
Reverend, I would love to listen to you. If you would just give me a minute to tell you what I heard, what I have to say,
all right,
please.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you so much.
You don't
celibacy.
Look too good.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Celibacy is such an extremely holy act that you are giving absolutely everything, all of your desires, everything over to God. You're giving your sexual desires. You're saying you want to be the father and of the church. You're saying you want to marry the church and care for those people. And the disciples were told to leave their wives, leave their jobs, leave their belongings to go and teach God's word. They were told to leave those things behind so that they could give all of who they are to God. I don't understand why that would be making him sick. Such a holy act.
Stephanie, I'd like to say, I think it's pretty sick. You calling up this program and saying you pleasure yourself to Jesus hanging off of a cross.
Jesus wants everything.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't mean I'm getting off on Jesus.
Well,
that means I love him so much.
You said you're giving all your desire to a man nailed up on a tree?
No, you're being ignorant and misunderstanding what
she didn't
said,
say
Reverend.
That.
In the Bible, Jesus said, don't judge lest ye be judged. You are judging the Pope.
Reverend, are you a man of God?
Miss, I've got Joyful Union Congregation, a Pentecostal congregation.
Right. Okay, I'm just making sure because you seem like you're judging me, and I thought Christians didn't do that. I'm just trying to make this clear.
You are judging me.
No, I'm not. I was just wondering if you...
The Pope is the guy who's getting off on... pictures of Jesus Christ, all that.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Tom.
Phil.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said the same thing I was going to ask the Reverend. Why he would go all the way to Rome to visit a guy who's an advocate of the devil, evidently, if he thinks celibacy is devil worship or something, and
gotta
Jesus
be.
Was celibate.
I think it's got to be. Jesus... As far as we know, we don't know whether he's celibate or not. There ain't nothing in the Bible says he's celibate. There ain't nothing in the historical book that says he's celibate.
Well, you seem to know everything else about him.
Well,
maybe you're hanging out with him or something.
How do you know?
That's to me, you're making a good living on this religion thing there,
you know,
Reverend.
I think
you're doing too shabby.
I think you're queer for Jesus, you know that?
Oh, now, wait a second.
Well, what's this guy talking about? How do you know what Jesus' sex habits are? You ought to read up on him or something, right? What a fact.
All right. I mean, you sound more like a...
Well, this guy said he's judging me. How did he know Jesus was celibate? I didn't want to get Jesus celibate. All I know is Mary Magdalene was there, and Mary Magdalene was the one that he hung with, and he went out with her, went shopping or what have you. If they went on a dinner date, if they went to that wedding where Jesus changed the water and the wine, who do you think his date was? Mary Magdalene, was he dropping her off at the house with a goodnight kiss? Oh, crap.
All right, let me go over to Lynn. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing tonight,
Good,
sir?
Lynn, thank you.
I just have a couple of comments to make to the Reverend. First of all, sir, you don't seem to know the definition of sin. The Bible says that Jesus was sinless, and in that, he could not have had sex with anyone, because the Bible clearly states in the Old Testament law that to have sin with a woman and to have sex with a woman before marriage was sin. He was not
married.
It was sin. Second of all, I'm a youth pastor at a
non-denominational church. Wait a minute. If you guys start talking over each other,
she don't know that he wasn't married.
Well, there's nothing in the Bible that says Jesus got married.
Oh, give me a break.
Sir, you obviously don't know the scripture.
Oh, and you do. Every Christian I talk to is an expert on scripture.
And you call yourself a Christian, so you must be one too then, right?
I didn't say I'm an expert, but I do know my Bible. And the Bible says that you do not plow under the ground upon which the tree of life sits. I'm trying to pick me an apple from the tree of life. You're trying to plow that field under.
Let her finish. Lynn, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say that okay, I've got two things to say, first of all. I'm a youth pastor at a non-denominational church.
Give me one of that Krispy Kreme.
And we do not teach our children those kinds of things. We teach our children to be celibate before marriage because that is what the scripture requires.
I'm sorry, Lynn. When you're getting food, Reverend...
I'm sorry, Phil. I wanted to get some Starbucks coffee.
All right, that's fine, but the lady's talking.
I'm sorry.
This man, he seems to call himself a preacher, but he has yet to have a true relationship with Jesus Christ because he's so blinded by his own pride and selfishness. Parents should always, always be involved with their children's activities, including ministry at the church. If he's not allowing parents don't send your kids to wherever he's at.
Oh, wait a second. That's why the children freeze up, don't want to talk, because they got their busybody, nosy parents sitting there. They love to come to my youth ministry because it's always about the kids talking.
So you don't have a youth ministry?
Yes, I do have a youth ministry.
Sir, you do not have a youth ministry. You have a cult.
Oh, is that right? Well, thank you, Jesus Christ. I didn't know you was a woman.
I'm so glad that you saw him in me.
No, I didn't see him in you. You think you are him.
No.
I had a friend of mine once who thought he was Napoleon, too.
I don't know who your friends are, sir, but you're not Christian.
I think you need, ma'am, render unto Caesar the things that is Caesar's, God the things that is God. Them kids
That's right.
Mine.
You know what he was referring to right there? He was referring to taxes.
And I don't worship no golden idol. I worship the Lord. Jesus
you do not worship God. You've never prayed to God. You pray to yourself.
All right, neither of you. You've never prayed to God either. All you do is sit around and get off on pictures of guys hanging from crosses.
We don't need to go there.
When she does that, she's saving up all her desire for Jesus getting dragged along the street and beat up.
My God is not on a cross.
She gets off on seeing Roman soldiers kick Jesus in the nuts.
All right. God, this is almost blasphemous, and I'm not even that religious.
Mr. Henry, don't ever tell me about God. I know about God. I've made a hell of a lot of money. I mean, I've been...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick is with us saying that celibacy can't possibly be the way to go for young people because the Pope has been celibate all of his life and he looks like hell. 1-800-449-8686. And he's talking to these kids and not allowing the parents into the room. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
One of the things that Pastor Renick has said is in his youth ministry to tell kids that perhaps celibacy is not the best idea. If you take a look at the Pope, he doesn't look very healthy and he's been celibate his entire life. You have told kids to come to the youth ministry meeting where you'll talk about this, but don't bring the parents. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. How can you back up that statement, don't bring the parents?
One of Jesus' favorite things was to sit and talk with children. See, I know my Bible. And he loved children. Now, he'd tell the parents to go away while he spoke with the kids. And you know why? Because the kids was innocent, the parents were sinners. Jesus don't want to waste time talking to the folks that would hang him on a cross. He loved the children. He said, do not suffer little children to come to me. I want to talk to the innocent children so I can lay it on them real good. I don't want some people going to nail me to a cross. They're going to hang out here. Well, that's the same way I feel when I have my youth ministry. I want to talk to the children. I want to talk to the young people one-on-one and tell them all about how the Pope's all crumpled up on account of he lived a life of celibacy, and I don't need their sinning parents here. I don't need the harlots and the gamblers.
Wait, whoa.
But the filth.
No, whoa, you're calling the kids' parents harlots, gamblers.
I don't want the adults in the youth ministry. All they're going to do is stink the room up with their sin. I like the little children. Phil, I'm waiting for a jetliner that's going to take me across the ocean. I want to be with Pope John Paul, along with other ecumenical ministers. We're going to say, Pope, congratulations on 25 years. You're looking good. I'd like to say that, but that'd be a lie. And God said a lie is a sin. He don't look good, he looked like hell. You know why? He never known the touch of a woman. Now, what I tell him, when he was hanging on the cross, Jesus was quoted saying, Father, why did these sinners hang me on the cross? Damn them, Father, let them burn, but spare the children.
I thought Jesus said, forgive them.
No, he did not say that. He said, yes, he did say forgive them, but he also said, but I hate them. I hope they burn in hell. That's how I feel about the parents of these kids. The kids are innocent, and I want them to know all about how celibacy will make them look all crumpled up and look like Yoda, just like the Pope do. But I sure as hell don't want no funky, crucified Roman parents hanging around. Jesus, look at that Pope, man. He needs a crutch to prop his head up. It's wild. Really wild.
All right.
What are you laughing at? You laughing at me?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, you know, you have a great deal of passion for what you do. I understand that, and I appreciate that. I hear you comparing yourself, though, to Jesus.
I would never think I'm Jesus, but I am the representative of Jesus here on earth. So when I say render to God the things that are God's, I mean me. Render to me the things that are mine. Give to Caesar, but render to Pastor Renick what are his. And when I say don't suffer the little children to come to me, that's what I'm talking about. To me. And all you parents out there, drinking, smoking, lying, cheating, hanging Jesus on the cross every day of your life.
Pastor Rick.
Every day of your life, you're hanging Jesus on the cross. Every time you open your mouth and say you want to vote for this man or that man, you're nailing another nail into Jesus. Every time you say, I love George Bush, you put another nail into Jesus.
No, wait a second.
Every time you say, yeah, man, I love the Cubs. All them people that love the Chicago Cubs, they hammered Jesus to the cross. The Pope drooled so much he pinned a diaper on his chest to soak it up. Would God do that to somebody? Celibacy is the work of the devil.
Pinned a diaper to his chest to soak it up.
You got that right. And that's pretty funky. A cat's got to be pretty far gone to have a diaper on his chest. Holy Jesus. All right, Phil, I hear the jetliners coming in, and they're about to, Miss Clarence telling me we're about to, all right, and I also have a what I'd like to say. I've got with me a young lady by the name of Candy Simpson. She is a young lady from the Los Angeles area. She'll be traveling with me. She will be accompanying me to the Pope. She's a young lady who gives out favors and so on. And by the way, Pope Sewell, he's the one that taught Jonah how to fish. What do you think of that one? I'm going to tell that one at the dinner.
Yeah, that's a riot.
All right. I got to go.
Might want to hang your phone up or cut it off.
Candy's going to be my offering to the Pope. If she can't cure him, there is no God, I can tell you that. Come on, baby. Hope it's so old as Social Security. I'm going to swear.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to tell that one at the dinner. There he is, Pastor William Renick. And the Pope is not a very good argument for celibacy because he's not looking too good. He's got a diaper on his chest to soak up the drool. What do you want, man? What do you want?
This is what you love. Pope's old, he farts dust and drinks powdered milk. Now another...
Dude, I wouldn't be telling them gags at the annual College of Cardinals dinner and cocktail reception. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.